Good morning. Well, I'm going to tell you in a minute, but before I give them to you, I have to have you make a promise to me. Okay, so everybody raise your right hand and repeat after me. I solemnly promise that I will not throw this until after I leave the church building. Okay. Now, everybody can take one. There you go, Sean. Okay, remember your promise. Come on, Oliver, sit down. Okay. All right, what did I give you?
Globe.
Oliver, you promised. Would you please hold on to it so we can talk about it? Good for you. That's pretty small. All right. Who can tell me who made that globe?
God.
Very good. Yes, God. All right. Whose job is it to take care of this earth?
God.
Are you sure? Well, that answer worked once, and I'm sure God's doing his part, but who else needs to take care of this planet? Emma? All of us. Do you think we have done a really good job taking care of our planet?
Yes and no.
Okay, do you want to tell me about why you said yes and no, Henry? You sound like my husband. He answers every question with that, yes and no. So you said... Okay, so we're trying to make.
Sometimes we're not doing it.
That's right.
And trees help us breathe and give oxygen.
They certainly do. And boy, you know a lot about this. Okay, so this planet is God's gift to us, and it is our job to take care of it, but we haven't always done the best job. Yes, Oliver?
For our community.
Okay, would you sit down, please? It's a balance, that's right. Okay, 10 days from now.
Oh, that's a world round place, but it turned into a ball.
Okay, 10 days from now it will be Earth Day. Who can tell me something about Earth Day? Emma?
Well, it's like you clean stuff and do loads of stuff with Earth. You recycle.
Good. Is one day enough to take care of the earth?
I got one.
Yes? Well, you think about it and you can tell us later. Okay, of course one day isn't enough to take care of our planet, but it is a day to remind us of some things that we can do. And I might think, I'm just an old person in a wheelchair, what can I do? And you might think, I'm just a kid, what can I do? But what... Who can tell me things that we can do to help our earth?
Henry?
Recycle.
Recycle.
The thing that might be causing smoke, and the whole old-fashioned Pittsburgh will start all over.
Oh, we don't want that. We certainly don't want that.
I have one question.
Yes?
On Earth, what day
is
that?
That's exactly right. Very good. Okay, there are lots of things we can do. You could talk to your teacher about maybe planting some flowers. As Henry said, all kinds of plants help the air. Emma?
I'm at Virtual Climate Elementary, and I'm in second grade, and I'm in Mrs. D's class, and we're doing butterflies.
Wonderful. That sounds wonderful. You can turn an old milk jug or a big soda bottle into a bird feeder. What does that do? That helps the environment and it helps the birds. You can get your mom to use recyclable shopping bags. Get your dad to sweep the driveway instead of hosing it off. Don't let the water run while you're brushing your teeth. Take shorter showers. Don't sing 15 songs in the shower. You know, get in, get clean, and get out. When we're finished, I'm going to give you a paper here that has some of these things on it, reminders of things that you can do to help our planet and make it be a better place. I want you to take it with you and put it on your fridge as a reminder of things that you can do. And I'd like each of you to take another globe and go out into the congregation and give it to a grown-up who is not a member of your family to remind the grown-ups that they have to do, excuse me, do their part. Let's bow our heads for a moment of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for this beautiful planet you have given us. We confess that we have not always taken the best care of it, but we are aware we need to do a better job. Thank you for these beautiful children and the hope that they bring to the world. We are so grateful for this beautiful spring day and the opportunity to worship together. Amen.